became a question of an educational process. It became a question of making people aware. That when they said to you, you know, I give to the UJF, you had to be able to say to them, that's wonderful, and I hope you are giving your maximum, because those dollars will immediately help new people who come in for, you know, food, clothing, and things of that sort. But as you are concerned about the future of your children, you must be concerned about the future of these children who come in. Now, I was on the National Board of Hadassah. And I knew that Hadassah, like every other organization, only went as far in Israel as it could work with the government in expansion. I knew that before the Hadassah Medical Center could be built, that the government of Israel had to come in and build a road and draw water lines and electric lines from Jerusalem to Ein Kerem, the area out there, before they could even put a shovel in to build that hospital. And I will never forget the national board meeting that I attended when they announced that the road would be built because there was no place else to expand. And it is true of every other organization. It's one reason why I have been on top of the council, too. Now, with their Kiryat Shemona, they should have a greater depth of understanding of the needs. Because if there is no economy, there is no nation. I don't care what Hadassah, Pioneer Women, B'nai B'rith, Council, or I don't care what any of them do there. They can only function effectively as long as there is a viable country. And if there is to be a viable country, there must be an economy, because every country moves on its belly. And this is something that not enough people come to grips with.
Right, but you've done such a fantastic job. The difference in when you started and what's going on now. Right.
Look, when I just look at the Rotor Show and dinners themselves, I mean, we started with nothing. You remember, Selma.
Is there anything more that you would like to say so it goes down about the bonds?
I think that when an organization is interested in a specific in Israel, I don't care whether it is educational or charitable, scientific or whatever, I do not feel that it can separate its activities from the main thrust of Israel as a country. And I think where most organizations are lacking, and I say this of synagogues, temples as well, if they have an identification, and if they feel that there must be a thrust within the framework of their organization for Israel, then they cannot dwell merely on what they hope to achieve as an organization. They must present the broader picture and show where they fit in the total picture, which is the political and the economic. Because those are the things on which a company, country moves.
Right. How do you feel that you've either...
To get into these groups. But you see, you find that they are so self-centered in what they're doing. And I understand this because volunteer help has become a very critical situation. More and more people, in their desire to have the best and the most for themselves and their children, in many countries, women are going back to work. This generation, young marrieds, and even many of my generation are people who have been equipped with skills and so can go back into the marketplace. And there are very few who do not have a business involvement of some sort. Many go back to teach part-time, so that the number of volunteers that we can draw on is less and less. And the number of knowledgeable people and skilled people that you draw on is less and less, because they are the ones who have gone back into the marketplace. So it has become an increasingly difficult thing for bonds, because our function is different than any other kind of fundraising. Actually, bonds is a business and functions as a business on an all-year-round basis.
Is there any other information or something that you would like to include in this that we haven't covered at all? It doesn't have to do with bonds, or what about any awards you've gotten? I would like to have that recorded.
Well, when I was with bonds for 10 years at a fashion show, the women's division presented me with an award. And then last year, Hadassah had made me the honoree of its Israel Bond program. Mm-hmm.
And where was that held?
In 76, was that?
76. The advance reception, the presentation was made at the home of Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Ratner and Charlotte Jacobson, the former national president of Hadassah, came in to make the presentation. And then the Western Pennsylvania region of Hadassah honored me at a luncheon at their spring conference. And that took place at the Sheraton on the Mall.
Where was this? Honoree of which? Of Hadassah?
Of Hadassah. See, the Pittsburgh chapter honored me, and the Western Pennsylvania, both within a couple of weeks of each other.
How do you view Pittsburgh's Jewish community and its place in the general community, maybe as seen through Israel Bonds? You know, how are we accepted in the community, the Israel Bond program and that sort of thing?
There is a limited acceptance. I must say...
You're talking about the Pittsburgh community or the Jewish community?
No,
let's talk about... Do you get... Maybe what I'm trying to say is, what about the non-Jewish community? Do you get any people, non-Jewish, that buy Israel bonds?
Yes, we do. Not on a great scale.
Right, yes.
Not on a great scale.
I think I noticed banks, and that's...
Banks
right.
buy them, trade unions buy them. More and more, the non-Jewish companies for profit-sharing and pension plans mm-hmm. buy them. But the Jewish community has not been, shall I say, as open for acceptance. For example, there are certain areas where you could do a tremendous job with bonds, and you just can't seem to crack them wide open as you would like to, for example.
How do we compare with other cities?
We do not do as great a job as other cities in certain areas. For example, let me tell you, take Detroit. Now, there is a Jewish hospital in Detroit, you know, kin to the Montefiore Hospital. The hospital has a function of their staff doctors. They do about $500,000 each year in a function. We don't get that. We do not get the participation of the doctors. We don't get the full participation of the lawyers and the accountants, people of that sort. This is the area that could make the big difference in Israel bonds.
Is there any other questions you would like to ask
No,
so,
I think that
I think we've covered.
When you're talking about Pittsburgh today with Pittsburgh yesterday, socially, culturally, politically, environmentally, do you see a big change since you've moved here to Pittsburgh?
Yes, there has been a tremendous change. I think that culturally, Pittsburgh has gone ahead. I find this in people who are coming in here. You know, there is such a tremendous mass movement of people in corporations, you know, and they go, they're maybe in four or five cities before they come here. But they feel that Pittsburgh has a great deal to offer. Now, we do not accept all of the things that are offered to us. For example, around our major universities, Carnegie and Pitt, theater, their musical programs, their adult education programs are tremendous. The city itself is not difficult to get around in for the cultural areas because there's almost a concentration of them. Our symphony is one of the best in the country. The museum and the programs at the museum are simply marvelous. Outlets for art are very good here. If you have the time, the problem that we find, for the most part, and most women alone find it, is getting around at night. The streets are not so. There's just no question about that. Now, my feeling is that the why here does not play as important a part as it should.
Or as it used to.
I don't know whether it did at any point. You see, I know what I was a part of until through my teen years, and I have not seen that kind of thing here. I don't even think the physical climate is a credit to a city of this size. Now, I know the plants that they have in Pittsburgh, in Scranton, even today, and they have, I don't know how many Jewish families they have there, not too many. The whole population of Scranton isn't more than 110,000 people. But I know my father interested a man becoming a member of their board. He was a bachelor, an extremely wealthy one, and he left an estate of $2 or $3 million. To the Y, and they have a magnificent
one. Tell me about your office. When you started at Israel Bonds, I guess, were you the only person there, or did
No.
you have a secretary?
You see, what happened was we had a combined office of Tri-State and Pittsburgh in one office, and then they separated the offices. Tri-State handles all of the communities outside of Pittsburgh proper, and we handle only Pittsburgh.
So how many people work in your office other than yourself? What is your official title?
My official title is Women's Division Director, but I have been handling, in addition to it, some of the major functions. We had two other professionals on staff. We're short one at the moment. Bill Cohn is the Pittsburgh area manager. We have an office manager, a bookkeeper, and two clerical secretaries.
Go slowly there, please. Bill Cohn, and what else do you have?
We have an office manager,
mm-hmm,
and two clerical secretarial in help.
And what about...
what would you say, though?
What's his name? Harris.
He's a publicity man.
Oh, he's the publicity.
Do you have a total that you say Pittsburgh usually accomplishes in money? What would you say the total is generally in Pittsburgh for comparison with other cities? What would you say?
Well, see, we're part of the 16 big cities in the country, but we just don't do per capita with somebody else.
Do you have a figure that you've done in the past? A goal? What would you say we have done?
Well, last year, for example, we did $3 million, over $3 million.
That was 76, 1976.
Yes. All right. We are hoping to match it or do better. But, well, we don't have a Yom Kippur War. You know, this is it.
Thank heavens.
They react. What's that?
Thank heavens. No.
they react. And Tebby up to a point helped. But it's rough.
But,
it's very rough.
But I think that generally we have covered most of it. Is there anything you want to add about anything?
Well, we thank you
very much.
We
thank you.
For all this time that you've given us. Tell me about your brothers and sisters, what they are involved in doing at this time of their lives.
My oldest brother is the manufacturer.
What's his name?
Philip Judd, the manufacturer of ticket register and coin machines that are used in the theaters. Very, very successful.
And how is he involved in Jewish?
He has been very active at the Kingsway Jewish Center. Serves on the board.
Do you think they all had this inspiration from the grandfather too, in his own way?
My middle brother, Robert, is director of training for Zenith Corporation in New York. He is past president of the Kingsway Jewish Center.
Is this a community center or synagogue?
This is a synagogue, with its own center. And under his guidance, they have a full day school now. And he is their Israel Bond chairman, as if he had a choice. My sister,
what's her name?
Thelma LaPan.
How do you spell that?
L-A-P-E-N-N. Teaches handicapped children. She is a former president of her sisterhood, active in Hadassah. My youngest brother, Frank, is a retired Colonel, the Air Force, and has worked for years with Jewish youth. He is interested in teaching them athletics and has developed basketball groups in the synagogues and organizational groups.
Did you say your mother was still living?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about her.
She's a Hungarian matriarch. Lives in her own apartment. Has a full-time companion who lives with her.
Your father died when?
My father died in 59, right after my husband. She is extremely articulate. And because she is not able to move as much as she would like to, she fractured a hip 4 years ago. She does a great deal of reading and listens to television and has very definite opinions on anything and everything, be it political, be it social, be it religious. She still cooks and bakes.
And has how many grandchildren?
She has 9 grandchildren. All of them, college graduates at this point, all of them with second degrees, and several of them in doctoral programs right now. They are all married except 3, and she has 1, 2, 3, 4 great-grandchildren.
4, you say?
4 great-grandchildren. And these are the kids who are making this big birthday party.
Put that on for her 90th birthday. Thereabouts.
An interesting thing about her, my mother is a very vain person about her appearance. You see, she has an osteoporosis, and the back has a... Her clothes have to be fit. The hemlines have to be right. And she has a full head of chestnut hair that is just beginning to be streaked with gray. And by 10 o'clock every morning, she's dressed to the earrings. And she'll look around and say, I think that chair has to be recovered, all this kind of
stuff. Still has an interest in doing everything.
Everything, linen, china, silver, everything has to be just right.
Thank you very much.